Back to the Ditch. I am your host, co-pastor Chetney Hart. Thank you for coming back for another amazing week. I would also like to thank you, those of you who have been reaching out to purchase a book. I really haven't even been pushing it that much lately, but there are still people. I'm not selling them 10 at a time. I'm kind of selling them like 2 or 3 at a time. But I am so grateful to God. And this week is probably my shortest message ever. I would like you to look at Job 22 and 28. Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. I just want to talk to you this week about decreeing a thing. There is a place in God. We know that the devil himself showed himself before God, right? And we're familiar with the story. And the Lord said, this is my servant in whom I'm well pleased. Now, there was another side to that. That side was very dark. It was very ugly. But nevertheless, God already knew how Job was going to come out on the other side. And I want to present to you that in this chapter, in this verse, because of the lifestyle that Job lived, he began to talk about the ability to decree a thing. In other words, the ability to just speak it out of your mouth. And this week, all I want to do is to decree blessings on all of those who have supported me, who have supported the Ditch Chronicles, who have supported my ministry, who have just supported me in any and every single way. I do not want to start naming names, but I'm gonna name a few. There are so many people. When I think about my neighbor that moved away, who supported me in ways that I cannot explain to you. When I think about my parents, because that's an easy choice, I can't explain it to you. When I think about my brother and my sister in Christ who supported me in ways that if I tell you, you're gonna get jealous. And so my point is not to make you jealous, but this is more or less just a video of me for every single person who has done anything, who has impacted my life. I just wanna say thank you. And I want to decree that as I grow closer to the Lord, as I seek Him, as He blesses me, then truly every single person who has had a hand in my development, that God is going to bless them, because I understand that if I walk upright with Him, I can just ask Him to do it, and He's going to do it at my request. And I want you to know, no matter who you are, if I have ever told you thank you, you better believe I have asked God to do it for you. And I have asked Him to personally take care of you for the things that you have done on my behalf, on my family's behalf. And so this is more or less just me taking a couple of minutes to say thank you to each and every person, to each and every business. And you know, there is no way I'm getting off of this episode without thanking the individuals that make it possible for me to even be able to podcast. None other than Raymond and Shakira Williams. I'm going to name them by name. And RC Photographics. I declare and decree that the more sincere that I become with God, that God is going to bless each and every single one of you. Somebody say, how you do that? Baby, you better get in the book and you better read it. Because when you read the Word of God, you will find out that you can just ask God to do something just because you want to. And if it's in Him, if you have the mind of Christ, you'll never ask Him for anything outside of His will. And you'll learn how to think like Him, and then you'll learn how to speak like Him. So He has given me the power to be able to ask Him to do something on my behalf. And that is what I ask Him today, is to bless each and every one of you. Y'all, my sports mamas, I don't want to get into names because I'm going to forget somebody. I know I am. And I do not want anybody to feel left out. But I thank each and every one of you who have been a part of my journey. Those of you who had to in turn encourage me, who had to remind me that God had not forgotten about me, who let me know, hey, We see you, we hear you, we love you, and this podcast is just a great big old thank you tied up in a bow. My mentors, Prophet Charles and Shamika Brunfield. Yes, I can name them by name. There's some I can name by name, and then the rest of y'all I'm gonna mess up. So I will not. And I just wanna thank you from the bottom of my heart. Y'all, I am so excited. I don't know what all God is doing, but I can literally feel it. And that's exciting. You know, we don't operate by feeling, we operate by faith. But when you can feel what God is doing on the inside of you, how y'all say that just hit different. And I am grateful for each and every one of you. Thank you for dropping by even these couple of minutes just to hear me say thank you. And remember, as always, there is safety just beyond the ditch.